Finally, a few more words about the presidential campaign. Yesterday, I talked about how hypocritical, not to mention destructive, I thought the Republicans were being by trying to portray Barack Obama as an elitist at the same time as they're steadily pushing education as the cure for all social ills. I said that at a time when education is more important than ever before, and millions of young people, especially black and brown young men, are as turned off from school as they can be, the Republicans are dealing the country a very bad hand if they keep attacking one person who might be able to persuade at least some of these kids that studying is okay. That, my friends, to paraphrase John McCain, is not putting country first. But now I want to tell you how the Democrats are getting on my nerves. And to do that, I'm going to tell you a story. A true story, one that takes place when I was a White House correspondent for the Wall Street Journal covering the first Bush administration, Bush 41, as we now say. And there was a high-stakes political fight brewing over extending the Civil Rights Act. Because I worked for one of the big papers and was spending a lot of time covering the bill, I was invited to one of those so-called background briefings with a senior administration official and a couple of aides who were supposed to give me the inside dope on the administration's position and reasoning. At one point, I asked the official why the bill made a distinction between discrimination based on gender and discrimination based on race. He looked at me sort of, I don't know, pityingly and said, "I don't expect you to understand." Can I just tell you, what I was thinking is not repeatable here. But because I liked my job, all I said was, "Try me." Thankfully, the official's younger and smarter aide gave me a real answer, which was that case law on race discrimination was far more extensive and more settled than on gender discrimination. Now, what was so hard about that? I'll tell you what was hard. Mr. Senior Administration Official did not take me seriously. His aide saw a reporter for one of the most prominent, and I would say best, newspapers in the country. But all Mr. Senior Official saw, evidently, was a black girl who somehow couldn't shake the twin pillars of her identity long enough to write down a simple sentence. Which is exactly what I see the Democrats now doing with Vice Presidential nominee Sarah Palin. Rather than take her ideology seriously, her record seriously, her obvious gifts as a politician seriously, they see a girl, and a mommy to boot. So how can they possibly get tough about her ideas about governance, her experience, or ask whether her politics are actually in step with mainstream Americans? Nope, they're doing what a lot of men can't seem to help doing with women, a lot of throat clearing, offering compliments about her appearance, and then acting like she isn't even there. So here's Democratic vice presidential nominee Joe Biden joking that one difference between the two of them is not his 3 decades of experience at the center of the country's most complex issues, but that she's better looking than he is. And here's Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid not saying that her politics are extremist or that her worldview and experiences are too limited to do the job for which she's been tasked, but that she's shrill. And here's the ad campaign criticizing John McCain's economic policy and lobbyists on John McCain's team and whether or not he can use a computer, but nothing about Palin and how her selection reflects on John McCain. No, none of that, even though the polls show white women flocking to her side, and why wouldn't they be, at least some? Because her presence seems to tell these women, you know what, people may have been talking over you in meetings for years and taking credit for your ideas and acting as if you are only an extension of your minivan, but I see you, you're not invisible to me, I take you seriously. The McCain campaign is running an ad right now saying they are treating Sarah Palin disrespectfully. Now, most observers are saying the ad is dishonest. It isn't exactly clear who they are, but let's assume it's the Democrats. And you know what? They are being disrespectful, not because of anything the Democrats or their campaign has said about her or to her, but because of what they will not.